One of the most difficult things I've ever done. Something that I had to endure, work hard, give it my all, is my wife's PhD program. Several times along the way, I wanted to give up. I couldn't take it anymore. I was tired. And she was the one that was doing the work. Her PhD program was my most difficult, most proud accomplishment. I had to go through so much for her to finish her PhD. And I'm going to share on this Walk Talk my processing of the difficulties I faced, the difficulties the marriage faced, the difficulties we faced together as a team, as she worked, persevered, and dug down deep to become Dr. Sherelle Steele Carrington.
Okay, good morning, iPod listeners. Ron Carrington coming to you from Miami, Florida. Walk Talk. I have observed and am observing things that I think can help all human beings. You see, this lady is the most relentless, focused, determined, strong person I know. I am observing her deal with all kinds of obstacles in her life, in her school, in her college journey. She has had so many serious obstacles put in her way by other professors, by her husband, by finances, by her health. Obstacles. Things that would shut a mere mortal down. Things that would cause a mere human being to give up. But this woman doesn't know the word give up. She don't know about quit. Nobody told her that it's okay to say fuck it. She just keep working. She's on the case no matter what. So in her PhD program, she had a professor tell her, I don't think she's going to make it through the program. I don't think she is this or that or knows how to do this and that. And listen, you don't know Steele. She is a Steele. Her father, strong, 97 years old, fighting to stay alive, fighting to walk when him dropped down and broke him hip, fighting to recover from a lick in the head for almost killed anybody else, but him is 90 something and licking the head and fighting to keep breathing, fighting on his last few days on this earth to water plants and listen to music and keep his eyes open and his heart beating, fighting through everything that the man was faced with. When old, no matter. Young, no matter. Him not stopping, relentless. And then her mother, this woman, she keep on trucking no matter what. 5 children in New York City in the cold, going to find a way to get to work, pay the bills, take care of them 5 children, feed them, clothe them, no matter what. She don't have no special education. She don't have no special skills, but she gonna make a life for her children, and she fight. She push. She get up. She go. She's strong. And the thing is, these genes mixed with a unique life, a unique set of circumstances that have made this lady strong. She is gonna do what she say she gonna do. She don't say, no, you know what? Let me not bother with this. I'm tired, I'm sick, I'm old. Let me give up. Let me just go on to something else. Skip this. No, 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 she don't know about skip this. She is in this PhD program to finish this shit. And she gonna keep on trucking till she walk in that line. She gonna do it. I feel it in my bones. And the thing is, here's the thing. This quality about her, this characteristic about her, is why we are still married after 33 years. Because this woman did not give up on me. When I was not treating her right, and I was not there for her, and I was missing in action, and I was harsh, cold, crude, mean, and I was determined to be detached, there but detached. Ignore her, feed her, but not love her. She didn't give up and gave me a chance to nurture this broken woman that I broke, that I had hurt, that I had dragged down and made into somebody who was now suffering. Not because of her own doing, because of my doing. She is now suffering. And she gave me a chance to nurture her back to health. When it was me that was sick. It was me that was crazy. It was me that was abusive. It was me that needed to be in a hospital. A mental hospital, an emotional hospital, a spiritual hospital. She gave me the chance to act as if I'm fine and she's sick. And in time, what she helped do was get me a lot better. She helped me by humbling herself and not giving up. She found a way to not give up. Found a way to not give up, that was so unique, so creative. This is what I'm seeing about her. She got around. You can't go around. Oh, shit. All right, you go over then. Go over the... No, can't go over. All right, we're going under. Can't cement, can't dig on. Shit. How about go right through? Nope, can't go right through. So under, over, around, and not true, none of the above. There is no more way, but guess what? She's gonna find a way. She's gonna find a way. Go alongside for miles and miles. Don't even go try to go through. Just keep going along the side of this wall. Side, go along the side. No, that's what we do. We're just going along the side. Gonna take longer. Just going along the side. Along the side, until finally, there it is, a small opening to squeeze through. She don't give up, man. She gonna find a way. That is in her bones. That is in her genes. That is in her head. That is in her being. She gonna do it. Just you watch and look and wait. And I am so blessed to be with a woman like this, because it gave me a brand new life, a chance to prove that I too can be determined. I too can move forward and be what I'm supposed to be, recover it all, and move into the promised land. And that's what the two of us now are gonna do. And it's all because this woman just don't give up.